Dobroveče, ovo je Cross Radio. Neki od vas prepoznali pesmu koja se pre tačno godinu dana našla na prvom mestu godišnje liste Cross Radija. U pitanju su Retrovizorija, bend iz Prištine, stvar je Shkaman Dod Taš, a ovo što smo čuli je u stvari bio remix koji potpisuje prištinski umetnik Labinot Sponka. Stvar inače otvara kompilaciju Rajte, u prevodu Roots ili Koreni, koja se pojavila u izdanju organizacije Oxygen, inače stalnog člana mreže Cross Radija. Kompilacija u stvari predstavlja najznačajnije, ali i prvo izdanje sa Kosova koje ozbiljnije tretira modernu muziku. Razlog što smo zavrtili Retrovizorija u ovom izdanju Cross Radija je taj jer nas čeka kraći razgovor sa Ilberom Mehmedalijuom, rediteljem dokumentarnog filma Shuffle, Rock'n'Roll, Bullshit and Politics, koji je upravo prikazan u Beogradu na festivalu dokumentarnog filma Život Life u organizaciji Beogradske kinoteke i Goethe instituta. Film je inače napunio salu kinoteke u večernjem terminu, da li zbog egzotike ili nečeg drugog. Sve u svemu, prvo što nas je zanimalo, o čemu zapravo govori ovaj film.
I will try to explain that in few words. A film is about post-war situation in Kosovo. And the first idea of this documentary was because after the war in Kosovo, there was in horizon we were watching that something is happening with some rock and roll bands, which was quite positive in that way immediately after the war. So me and Edon, a co-director of the film too, we decided to do something about those bands, and through them to show a lot of different things what's going on after the war in Kosovo.
Film je dakle pre svega muzički, pa u tom smislu i pitanje o stanju na prištinskoj muzičkoj sceni.
It's interesting question, because when we started to shoot this film, it was like 2 years ago, and all those bands from the film, now they don't exist, mostly of them. But till 2003 there was a huge explosion of rock and roll scene in Kosovo, and I hope that it will still continue and try for, I hope, for more few years. But I'm quite skeptical about that, because as you know, I mean, it happened same in with Belgrade scene. I mean, there's a lot of jealousy and all that stuff between bands and members of the bands, and but in one word I can say that It was a real revolution after the war.
Koliko je bilo teško baviti se proizvodnjom ovako nečeg, ipak bi rekli egzotičnog za područje Kosova.
This film was financed by me and Edon, because we wanted to be more independent in our production, because you know, with producers to work is quite tough and hard, because they decide about your own material. And I can say that it wasn't so easy, because the whole shooting tried approximately 1 year, and then another 5-6 months of editing. So I can tell that it was quite a tough work, but at the end we were both of us very, very happy.
Ilber govori o retkosti ovakvih pokušaja i reakcijama publike na film.
I think this is the first rock and roll movie made by Kosovars about Kosovo. Reactions were very, very positive, because we won 2 prizes in DocuFest, which is in Prizren, and we won audience prize and special jury prize, because it was something new for Kosovo audience, and the reaction was very positive.
Da li će film učestvovati na još nekim festivalima?
Yes, of course. I mean, we hope that we will be next year in Zagreb Docs. Then some people from Linz, Austria, they invited us. And then, of course, next year we will try to apply and for Sarajevo Film Festival. It's one another festival in Marseille, Canada, US, South Africa, everywhere, I mean.
Pitali smo Ilbera i o ličnim planovima.
Yeah, of course, I have plenty of plans, but it's one project which I hope I will start very soon in cooperation with BBC World. Of course, if we will have a good agreement, because they gave me 3 options to decide, I mean, about project, about producers and all that stuff. They like the story a lot, so I hope that we will start beginning of spring.
Čuli smo na početku info o muzičkoj sceni, a kako stoje stvari sa filmskom produkcijom?
I mean, in Kosovo, about films, it's very interesting, because last 15-20 years we didn't have any feature film, because, I mean, everyone knows, because of the repression and because of that police state that there was there, there were no feature films. But of course we had a lot of short films and video arts and things like that. But there's a positive sense on that in future really there are some very good directors that they are planning to do some very good feature films.
Pošto Ilber bio prvi put u Beogradu, kakve utiske nosi odavde, ali pre toga čućemo kako je uopšte došlo do kontakta sa festivalom.
Boris, he was a winner last year in DocuFest with his film Pretty Diana, and he heard from someone about this film Shuffle, Politics, Bullshit and Rock and Roll, our film, and he invited me 2 months ago, like, to participate in this festival, which for me, idea at the beginning was quite confusing, because it was quite tricky for me to come to Belgrade after all that what happened. But on the other hand, I really wanted to show this film to Belgrade audience and to have kind of cultural exchange what's going on in Kosovo, or I don't know. And in general about festival, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's still a first edition of the festival. Of course, there are a lot of problems, but I'm sure that after a few years it will become bigger and bigger.
Ovo je dakle bila priča Ilbera Mehmedalijeva, koji je svoje ideje pretočio u više nego interesantan film Shuffle, Rock and Roll, Bullshit and Politics. A mi se vraćamo kompilaciji prištinskih bendova koja se skoro pojavila. Na početku ovog izdanja Cross Radija čuli smo pesmu koja otvara album. Sada po logici slušamo stvar koja isti zatvara. U pitanju je Kek, što u prevodu znači isto kao kada bi se neko u Srbiji zvao elektrodistribucija. Stvar je Jepit me goje. Prijatno.
Me, miro. Comercio. Radio.